Hello everyone, and welcome to the All Things Life podcast by Catherine. It's been a while since we last had a chat or a conversation, and I am glad that today I actually got the time to do a recording. I've been very busy trying to set up a few things here and there, but I've actually been thinking through the kind of content or the kind of discussions I would like us to have. So today's topic is about, do you actually prepare for what you pray for? It's just a random thought the other day that I was thinking about. So many times we find ourselves in situations where we want change, where we desire change, where we are at a point the only way out is to move to the next level or into another direction. But how often do we take the time to actually prepare for what we actually pray for? Remember, prayer is not just how religion has put it out to be, like you go, you kneel down, you know, close your eyes and stuff like that. A prayer basically means an intention or a request. So you have this intention or you have this request that you're placing to the universe or to God, to source, whichever way you might want to describe that external power. And a lot of times we desire good things. We really want our lives to get better and our lives to be better. And it's not wrong to desire all those things. But the difference between somebody who actually has it and somebody who is struggling is actually the preparation phase. So you find there are quite a number of people who say, for example, somebody wants to change jobs. They feel they need a career change or a job change for whatever reason. And they do their work. They put in the work. They do their research, want to know which companies do I desire to work for, who are the key decision makers as far as hiring is concerned, and connect with them. Somebody who realizes that their CV has been gathering dust somewhere, and now they need to make it look good for the potential employer, and takes the initiative, works on their CV, starts doing online preparation for interviews, you know, just watching YouTube or even engaging the services of a professional career coach. And then in 3 or so months, this person is able to get a job. Then there's another one who sits saying, oh, I want a job. Yes, probably there are certain things in your current organization that don't seem to be sitting well with you, but you are at a place of comfort and you know very well, even with the comfort, you need to make some certain drastic changes in order to experience the kind of life that you desire for yourself as far as your career is concerned. So you just sit there with the hope that things will change. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the line, nothing changes. And you ask yourself, how come so-and-so has changed jobs 3 times in the last 5 years, or they've grown in their career, they've, you know, there's promotion at their workplace and stuff like that, and you're still stuck. That is the difference. Getting to do the work that is involved in getting that which you want. And as the good book says, ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall be open to you. As you ask, prepare. As you seek, prepare. As you knock on those doors, prepare. Because that is the difference between where you are and where you need to be. So be intentional about what you want in this life. be intentional about the prayers that you make. Put in the work and don't get tired of putting in the work. Sometimes you'll do something, it doesn't yield fruit. Don't be discouraged. Ask yourself, where did I go wrong and how can I make this better? Once you do this, I tell you, you'll be able to see some great and amazing changes in your life. Everything, whatever, whether it's an investment, whether it's a relationship, whether it's your health, whatever it is, you have to be very, very intentional about wanting to succeed in that particular area or in that particular intention, and really put in the work and also ask the universe or God or source to help you, even as you put in what we call your earthly abilities or your earthly might. Then you ask the divine to come and intervene, because as much as the divine might want to intervene, if you're not prepared, then there's nothing to intervene. But if you're putting in the work, the world, the universe has a way of making sure that things are aligning in your favor. So put in the work, don't get tired. Sometimes you'll fall, sometimes you'll slip, sometimes you'll experience bumps, but do not give up. Keep trying, as long as it's making you move one step closer to where you want to be. Remember, also, failure is part of success. You need to fail in order to know what success is, because once you fail, you get to have an understanding of what did I do wrong and how can I do better. So you keep getting better, keep getting better, keep getting better. So don't beat yourself up for failing. Actually, it is the biggest lesson you could ever learn as an individual. Those lessons, they come from failure. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. It's short. I intend to do 10 minutes or less in the coming episodes. Just small nuggets to keep us going. I wish you well, and I hope that all works well for you. And remember, put in the work, and the universe will align to your intentions. Until next time, toodles. Bye.